This is Paige Hattie with Mobius Connect, and today I'm sitting down with Krister Larson of SPM Instrument. For over 30 years now, Krister has been specializing in condition monitoring and has held specialist and managerial positions in the field since 1987. Since 2005, he's been involved in training and is currently a Level 3 Mobius Institute instructor. In 2015, he joined SPM Instrument and is responsible for the SPM Academy, which carries out both Mobius certified courses and training on SPM technology as well. Krister is a true condition monitoring expert and has practical experience in a range of fields with condition monitoring systems from a range of suppliers, including SPM, SKF, Azima, Bentley Nevada, and more. I'm looking forward to catching up with Krister today and talking a little bit more about REST APIs. Hello, Krister. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. Life goes on also in this part of the world, even if we have a strange situation all over the globe.
It does, right? What strange times we're in, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today, especially given everything that's going on in the world, so thank you. But Krister, I want to dive right into things. So today we're going to talk a little bit about REST API. So to get us started, would you mind talking to us a little bit about just what REST API is?
REST API is actually a way how to communicate between two clients or a server or a client, and it stands for Representational State Transfer. And that is a representation of resources from one side to another, meaning that we can transfer data from one system to another in a very standard way, meaning that we can open up channels between two systems. It's more like you're using it more or less every day without knowing it. If you go for Google, you go for a newspaper, you go for a weather channel. It's pretty much that you can do a lot of things mostly on the internet. So you ask for something, and that is predefined questions. And you ask for a server for a weather for this district, you get an answer, and that is also predefined. So that is what we call the REST Representational State Transfer. And then we have this API in the end. That is the Application Programming Interface. It's actually to be simplified by saying that API is just a bunch of useful methods and functions to use. And if you look into it, if you just Google it, and just Google it, Google API, and you will get tons of API that Google support us with. This is the way how to communicate with condition monitoring system today. So one part is making a request from a client to a server. And this receiver of series requests a form and answer and response in a specific format called JSON. And this is not Mr. JSON Australia, it's JSON. So it's not A there, just JSON format. It's not that big, even if it's big, but it's not have his own file format, not yet. And that type of format of text is extremely standardized. So more or less everyone can read this type of format. So is it commonly used? As I said, stock market, weather channels, web pages, pretty much everywhere has this REST API or API functionalities.
All right, great. So then, Krister, it sounds like it's pretty commonly used then. So would you mind elaborating on that and maybe explaining a little bit more about how REST API works?
It's a server-client function or a client-client function, but one is the requester and the other one is the deliverer of requests. So there are a certain way how you can do it. And this is not usually or historically used by condition monitoring systems. Is more of web pages, but modern system today has this functionality. So you get like a get function that you're asking for information. Like if we ask our database, our API server, what is the overall value of that machine with that measuring point number? We have then predefined questions to send into our database, and you get response, okay, this is a 2.4 millimeter per second RMS vibration overall value. So that is the get function. Then we can also do a pot function, meaning we can address data from other system into our API server. And if it's correctly formatted, you have the credential to authorize to do it, you can actually get data from other systems. We have done that many, many years with OPC, like OPC DA, OPC UA, or Modbus. REST API is now, I will say, the most modern way of doing this, because we can more or less transfer every type of data. And we can bring it to our system, or we can actually feed other system with it. So it's a very, very open way of communicating. But you have to have this API server inbuilt into your system. Otherwise, you can ask a lot, but there is no one to answer.
All right, great. So, Chris, there's something that I'm interested in. I know you mentioned that REST APIs are everywhere. Are there any differences between the systems and softwares, or are they all pretty similar?
Most of them has this standardized API standard, but a lot of system can't just maybe get some information when you ask it. And you can get just a specific values. What our program have done in our system is actually open up more or less everything. If you know how to ask the question, you can get whatever response and answer you get you want, actually. So you can ask for the overall values, you can ask for a speed, you can RPM, you can ask actually for a spectrum, you can ask for a time waveform, and you get that in a JSON file format. So you can decode that in your system, and you can show it somewhere else. So that is, so there's some data we can call it get from the client, or we can put from the server.
That's great. So then what sort of benefits are there to a REST API?
First of all, information everywhere, Industry 4.0, IoT, everyone talks about it. Everybody has an agenda for it. But when it comes to basic, how open are your system to really work into this type of, say, philosophy or functionalities? Today, you're using the REST API for getting information from other system, and you feed other systems, like I've been doing some with the plant management systems or CM systems, the business systems. A lot of people want to have their own dashboards. So this REST API open up the complete package of dashboard software. So they're freeware like in Node-RED. That is a download from internet, free of use. If you search Node-RED as it spells, and search for YouTube, you get like 500,000 different hits of how to do programming in Node-RED. Probably they are 14, 15, 16 years old. They talk JavaScript. They don't talk English and Swedish. They talk JavaScript, but they are programmers, has been born with it, and they do these things just for fun. But extremely good training material. It's actually on YouTube and these type of functionalities. But in the other way, we can also do the opposite, like the condition monitoring system can get data from the process system or from the management systems, making we can have several type of process signals coming in, and we can then bunch them together with the vibration and machine learning, AI, everything like this, open up all this functionality to share information and have the information everywhere.
Wow, that's great. So then, Krister, is there anything else you'd like to add? That was kind of, I wanted to just do a high level kind of overview about REST APIs with you today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
Yeah, if you are in a situation of invest in a condition monitoring system, even if you are on the first start level or if you are in the expert level, make sure that your condition monitoring system can communicate in both direction with other systems. And if you do it by REST API, you can use standardized protocols, standardized softwares, like can build your dashboard in Microsoft BI, you can use ThingWorks, you can use Excel. So REST API is the protocol to use to be in a higher level and be a very modern system. If you want to know more about this, www.spminstrument.se. You can read more about functionalities there. And of course, Google REST API. And if you start on the first page, you will have a lot of pages to read about.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Christopher, for taking the time to talk with us. I know we'd love to sit down and hopefully talk with you again soon in the future, and hopefully we can maybe elaborate more into the technical side of this a little bit more. So definitely for everyone listening, be on the lookout for a part two to this interview. But Christopher, thank you so much for joining us today. I loved kind of getting to know a little bit more about REST APIs, and hopefully we talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much, and my pleasure.